Hello and welcome to this audio recording from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. This sermon is the first in a new series helping us think about the lessons that we've learned through lockdown. And today is all about the importance of remembering God's goodness. I pray that you will be blessed and encouraged as you listen today. What lessons have you learned from lockdown? Last week, we entered into the third phase of our coming out of lockdown. And even though everything continues to be very different and some restrictions are still in place, for many of us, we can now travel again to see family. We can go into shops, we can eat in restaurants, and finally get our haircut. Although I still have to make my appointment, so excuse me. And this is the first Sunday, as we've mentioned, in nearly 4 months that our buildings have been open again for worship. The worst of the lockdown seems to be behind us, yet normal life is still going to be in the future. So this seems like a really important moment where we can pause and reflect and ask ourselves, what have I learned over the last few months that I can take with me into that future? If you can remember all the way back to March, to those early days of the lockdown, when the world just stopped and we were all trying to understand what was happening, there was a feeling that God was maybe trying to teach us something. Many suggested that as a society, we were going in the wrong direction, that we had become too materialistic, too busy, too selfish. Perhaps lockdown was an opportunity to make adjustments, to show us what was really important in life. And even though for some of us, lockdown was a difficult and painful trial, through it, we still discovered key things about ourselves or about faith. So over the next few weeks at church, we're going to be doing a series of talks helping us to think about the lessons that we have learned through lockdown. And whether you're going to be here in person or you're going to be watching at home, it's going to be the same talks so that nobody needs to miss out. And today's sermon is all about remembering. I don't know if you consider yourself a person with a good memory or whether you are more forgetful. Maybe just have a little show of hands. Have you ever forgotten where you put your keys? Yeah, ever had that? Have you ever had that awkward experience where you're talking to someone and their name has just gone out of your head and you just cannot think of it? Has anyone ever forgotten an anniversary or birthday of somebody important in their life? Have you ever known the experience where you're at home and you're sitting downstairs and you think of something and you go all the way upstairs into your room and then stand there and be like, what did I come up here for? We can be very forgetful about things sometimes. So sometimes we need to make steps to actively remember things that are important. There is a story in the Bible about when God's people entered into the promised land that I think has something really important to speak to us at this moment. It's a story from Joshua chapter 3 and 4 that we read from earlier. And we find the Israelites, because of their unfaithfulness, had been in the desert for 40 years, locked out of the home that God had promised to give them. But now the time had come for them to move in and receive all that God had promised. But there was just one problem. The River Jordan was physically preventing them from crossing over into the land. This was during the harvest time when the river would flood. So the Israelites were on one side in their camp, and there was this big river, deep, wide, flowing fast. Thousands of Israelites with all their belongings, all their tents, all their animals. How on earth were they going to get across into the promised land? It seemed to be a big, uncrossable problem. But yet through this problem, God was going to show his power to the Israelites and to the world. So the day before, Joshua told the people in chapter 3, verse 5, purify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do great wonders among you. And what happened next was amazing.
God told the priests who carried the ark to step out into the river. And so nervously they walked up, but as soon as their feet touched the water's edge, the river just stopped flowing. Gone completely, dry land in front of them. God had made a way, and the people were able to cross the river on dry ground. See, there are no dead ends in God's plans. What we think are obstacles are actually just opportunities for God to show his power. One of the things that changed for me over lockdown is that I got married. This is my lovely wife, Julie, at the front. But most of you know that for us, things didn't go quite according to plan. We were due to get married at the very beginning of lockdown. But the restrictions meant that we weren't allowed to have our wedding, and we weren't even allowed to see each other for 7 long weeks. And there were some really difficult moments during that period. There was disappointment over what didn't happen. There was frustration about what was happening. And there was uncertainty about what would happen. But one of the things that we would say to encourage each other was that today's trials are tomorrow's testimonies. That today's trials are tomorrow's testimonies. Because we knew that what we face and the difficulties we face today, that God will overcome. God overcomes our current problems, so one day we knew that our hearts would overflow with praise. And through it all, that's what happened. God's love never failed. And we were able to get married, and we were able to celebrate and give thanks to God for his goodness to us. Yesterday's trial had become today's testimony. There are no obstacles to God, just opportunities to show his power. For the Israelites, the river was not a roadblock to the promised land. It was going to be a display of God's power. And we see this again and again through the scriptures. Most importantly, we see it in the story of the resurrection. Jesus was going to be the way that God would save the world. But yet he lay lifeless, dead in a tomb. It seemed to be over. God's plans, God's promises all seemed to have stopped. But yet God, in his might and in his strength and in his power, he raised Jesus from the dead and he walked out of his tomb. There are no obstacles to God, just opportunities for him to show his great power. And for the people of Israel, they saw that day. But as they were walking through the river on dry ground, Joshua commanded them to pick up 12 stones from the riverbed. Why? Well, so that they would remember the rescue. This is what he says again in chapter 4, verse 6. In the future, when your children ask you, what do these stones mean? Tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When across the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever. So as they were walking through, they picked up 12 stones from the ground, from the riverbed, and then they arranged them on their camp. And this is to stand there as a memorial. So in the future, their kids would say, what are those rocks about? And they could say, well, one amazing day we walked through a river on dry ground because God rescued us. And that is so that we never forget. They were to make sure that they remembered the rescue. Because the sad truth about our sinful condition is that we are quick to forget the great things we see God do. Again, we see this pattern all through the Bible. The people of God are in trouble. They pray for help. He answers and rescues them. And everything is great for about 5 minutes. And then, like spiritual goldfish, they soon forget who God is and what he has done. And life goes back to how it was before. We are in danger of doing the same thing. Good can come out of this crisis. We can change for the better, but it won't happen by itself. We need to remember the lessons we learned. So as we continue on this journey, what stone from the last few months do you need to pick up and take with you. What lesson have you learned? During those months, what was the thing that said, actually, this is something that has good has come out of this? Actually, I like maybe not being so busy. I like having more time to spend with my family. I like spending my evenings picking up the phone and talking to friends that I haven't talked to in a long time. Has there been a verse from the Bible that has encouraged you? Have you seen a prayer answered? Have you experienced the kindness of neighbors? Have you picked up a godly habit? In what way have you seen God at work in your life and in the world around? Today is an important day. We are back together at church. Now, it's not perfect, although it never is, but this is evidence of God's goodness to us, his faithfulness to us. We have seen how far we've come and experienced that God's love never fails. So today, let us give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and remember his unfailing love.
Thank you for listening to this audio sermon from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Black Rock and Bray. For more Church at Home resources, please visit our website, www.standrewschurchathome.com.